If there's a will, there's a way. That's what my Spanish teacher, Senora Sanchez, but every student referred to her as Senora, said to me throughout all 4 years of high school. I knew that all my classmates loved being in that class, room 301, as much as I did. It made me happy that everyone looked up to her, not just as an amazing teacher, but also another wonderful motherly figure. Every year, each class warmed up to each other so comfortably that it made a perfect learning environment. It was my freshman year, and my older sister made sure that Senora Sanchez was my teacher. Throughout the year, I realized why my sister was so eager. Sophomore year was a lot of fun because it was a middle ground of still learning grammar, but also applying more listening and speaking practice in class. A lot of underclassmen excelled, and Senora saw the passion in us. It wasn't until my junior and senior year that my classes really started making a huge impact on me. Senora began treating us more like a close-knit family, which led to potlucks and movies a few times a year. We were such a well-functioning class that it was not distracting to have multiple days where the whole class would converse in Spanish about any topic. Sometimes we'd have debates about the silliest things, but Senora knew that as long as we were speaking, we were learning. Unfortunately, my junior year was when Senora's health slowly started decreasing. During class, she'd say to us, if her phone rang, it was important for her to take the call. Then, Senora began to have several absences. No matter what, she always acted her best because she didn't want to feel like she was bringing the class down. She kept to herself about why she had so many phone calls and absences because she didn't want us to worry over something we had little to no control over. It was spring of my senior year when the class found out about everything. Halfway through the month of April, Senora stopped showing up to school, and we had a permanent substitute. She left without any warning, and the class had to find out about everything through other teachers and office workers. One day, an administrative worker came to the class and passed out a letter that said Senora Sanchez has permanently retired from the school district because of health reasons. Because of her prior phone calls, the class suspected that she had cancer, and sadly we were proven right a few days later. A close teacher friend of Senora came to class and cleared up any worries and questions for us. She said that Senora was deeply sorry that she couldn't wait until the school year was over to see us graduate since she had a few of us since freshman year. For the last couple of months of school, we all made a giant letter with sincere messages about the things she did for us that no other teacher could do, and then a few students brought the letter to the hospital. Since she left the school, the class rarely got to see her in person because of health risks, so most of the communication was through email. As of now, fortunately, she is doing much better, but we don't know the journey of the ups and downs she still has to go through. On my graduation day, I dedicated my cap to her, and she's also the reason I want to major in Spanish.